Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can you believe he used that analogy as well during that interview about fast food owners? I'm going, oh my God. That was Mike Florio with us just moments ago. Pro Football Talk, Football Night in America. He's a bulldog. I know what he said about the quarterbacks. We'll get to those here in just a moment.
He said it.
I don't understand. This whole thing, this is what happens when it's like, when you actually have power. Like, this is... You can say whatever you want to about guys behind a microphone. This is influence. Danny Cunningham's in for Lima today. Jason's in tomorrow. Daryl's in on Friday. There's influence here, but there's no actual power. When you actually have power, yeah, like I know. You called Russell Wilson a wuss. I don't know what else you called him. I'm not going to... When you're in that position, probably name-calling isn't the best thing. But everybody in the world knows you're frustrated. And I think if I play defensive tackle for the Seattle Seahawks and I see that, and I just, if it just comes out when it comes out, and there's no attempt to cover up to discredit DeMaurice Smith or any of that other stuff, which is just dumb. It's just dumb. But when you do that to cover it up, it's just pointless, because if I'm Kenny Carmen and I'm the guard for the Seattle Seahawks or whatever, I'm looking at it going, yeah, damn straight. We want guaranteed money. I want everything I could possibly get guaranteed. Because it's all silly anyway. Well, Myles Garrett has a $160 million contract. No, he has $123 million. He is not probably going to see that other whatever millions of dollars that he's entitled to there courtesy of that contract, some $37 million. That ain't going to happen. And so you want to fight for every single penny that you get. And it's lousy to me. And I like JC personally. It sucks to say that. It was a huge mistake. You're thinking about your own future. You're thinking about keeping yourself in power for the future of it. You're a former NFL player. You're a former NFLPA president. You went to Cornell, for crying out loud. You'd have been just fine. Yeah, you called him a wuss. You'd have been just fine. It's, you don't see the forest for the trees, man. And you got to see it. And the whole stuff about, well, we don't want guys who fight with the NFLPA. Man, the NFL Players Association, they need a fighter. You might not want DeMaurice Smith on that wall, but man, you need him on that wall. Because they don't have anything. Their season isn't 9 months long, like Major League Baseball or basketball or hockey. You only get so many game checks, and then that's it. I know you get other little bonuses here and there, but you only get so many game checks. And you need somebody to fight for it, because they need to use every single recourse they have other than the owner shutting down the season. The owners certainly don't want to shut down the season. It's less and less likely because, you know, we have television deals that we have now, right, and billions of dollars, yes, being paid out. But my God, you need a guy to fight. And I didn't agree with everything DeMaurice Smith has done, but my God, he was a fighter. They need a fighter more than any of the other players' associations. They have the least money. They have the shortest season. They have the fewest checks
and
that actually roll in.
They play the most dangerous game,
and they play a very physical game, yes.
That I think makes really makes them look bad is we can talk about the physicality of basketball and Owen can yell about the Cavs not being tough enough, but that sport is not as physical or as tough as football. Baseball, certainly, like, it's a grind, but it's not the same. The careers are shorter. The game checks are shorter. That is part of the reason why the owners have the power of, we'll just shut down the season, because every day that passes in the NFL more than any other sport is one less day of your career.
And what he's saying in so many ways, and I've disagreed with Mike Florio a time or two, and I did not like what I heard about what he said about the quarterbacks, which I'm sure we'll get into at 9:45. What he's saying is that, yeah, I should be upset about a text exchange between Dean Spanos and Michael Bidwell.
Yeah.
Because that does, even though I assume that, hey, they're the franchise owners, I said, I made the analogy earlier today, and he actually used one like it. I said, if Owen, me, and Danny were all franchisees of Burger Chef, I'd use one that ain't around anymore. And we all had a Burger Chef. Yeah, we're probably going to start sharing opinions and ideas of it. We all know this. We're not supposed to want to. You're not supposed to do that, but you're under the same umbrella. Because it's supposed to be a competitive business. It's supposed to be, we're out for it. And if you want...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Look at it. See, this is where the Browns are this wild organization. Because, you know, Mike highlights 2016 and 17. It is an organization that, yes, punted on 2 years, and they've been open about it, punted on 2 years for the future.
Yes.
It's also the same organization that traded away 3 first-round picks and gave the only fully guaranteed contract for a quarterback who has ended up being a total disaster.
They are the wild card organization in the NFL.
It is. It's from one extreme to another. And this is where I just don't want them to go to the other extreme. So when we're looking for, when it comes to actual football being played out there in the field, like, it sucks because I go, yeah, we shouldn't act so surprised. You can be frustrated and outraged. We shouldn't be so surprised that, yeah, the owners talk to each other and they definitely want to keep it all down. That should be a problem. But it's also something where when it comes to actual football being played, again, what's the identity of the 2025 Cleveland Browns? Are they a team that's getting ready for 2026? A lot of moves say, yeah, you nodded your head.
They are.
Why did you give Myles Garrett all the money?
Because you want Myles Garrett to be in the Browns in 2026.
It doesn't matter about that, though. If you really think you're going to be that much better that soon.
That's why you did it. Because you want this to be a quick turnaround. You want Myles Garrett to still be in his prime during this turnaround. That's why they did it.
32, 33, 34 years old.
He's not going to be 33 next year.
That's not the end of the prime. Or that's not the prime. That's the end of the prime. I know, that's being nice about it.
They think they can have this turned around by 2026. Myles Garrett's still in his prime. I think it's fair to say we expect Myles Garrett to be really, really good this season and next season. I don't expect the drop-off to happen that quick.
That's true.
That soon.
But do you expect the rebuild to happen that quick?
I don't, but the Browns probably believe it can.
Okay.
I don't believe it. I don't believe very much in this organization right now, but they believe in themselves.
Because if you're trying to win right now, call it what it was. You're taking Travis Hunter. You're putting him as a wide receiver for... say whatever you want to about us. We got to go back to April, not what's going on during OTAs, for crying out loud, and what the aggregation Twitter councils ever put out there, okay? Lord. You're taking Travis Hunter, and you're going, okay, he's going to play with Joe Flacco. And it's going to be Travis Hunter on one side, Jerry Jeudy on the other. We'll burn him. You couldn't have got Quinshon Judkins, but you could have got Harold Fannin. You could have got other guys. Let's see if we could burn them on one side or the other. They are trying to win now. But you didn't do that. You got a second round. You got a first round pick, which was a haul. And looking for a quarterback at some point. Yeah, I would say it would be to next year. But if you're all in on winning, you don't make that trade. But again, every other move they make has been contradictory to what their plan would be. What you even feel like, there's plenty of people who feel, Ken, this season already it's house money. It's whatever. Just get to 2026 and figure it out, Kenny.
Yeah.
And then there's guys like me going, well, wait a minute. They're telling you not to wait until 2026, so I got to hold them accountable for something. I just can't sit there and go, hey, it's another year that we're just going to throw out the window here and it doesn't matter and nobody needs to account for anything. Like, that's insane.
It depends what you think throwing the year out the window is.
And for a team that we like to compare all the time with the Eagles, it's like, guys, Howie Roseman's never going to do that. Howie Roseman's always going to try to win.
No, because Howie Roseman never put himself in the position the Browns put themselves in with the Deshaun Watson contract.
But he never would have done the thing. And I got to check all the stats here and all the records. He never would have done the thing that they did in 16 and 17. He wouldn't have done that. So if we're comparing ourselves to the Super Bowl champions, which is a wild comparison, but we did have people work
sure
there,
is.
You're not doing what they do. Again, he takes advantage. He had veterans. He drafted veterans, guys who can police the locker room. But if the organization, if I don't know what your identity is, I'm sure a lot of players don't know what the identity is, and then it gets harder to pick each other up if things don't go your way. And that's what's happened. And the Browns aren't the only team. There's several teams like the Browns, but that's been a problem for 25 years. Not even during the learner years, that was a problem. We spend so much time being smarter than everybody else. It's like, man, you really just got to look in the mirror here and say, what are we about? What are we going to do? Instead of, well, you see, we'll win in 26 and 27. Okay, sounds like a plan, but are you going to be able to execute the picks and make the right guys?
Probably not, but that's the plan.
Well,
because they've shown time and time again, they don't do that well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.